Time Series Insight is a fantastic service that will allow you to navigate through your data. It's getting a lot of fantastic new features that Chandrika is coming on the IT Show to introduce today, just for you. Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today I have Chandrika with me. Thanks for coming, Chandrika.
Thank you, Olivier, for having me.
Yeah, so today you are here to give us an update on Time Series Insights. What's mm-hmm. going on, all the new features that are coming to the service, everything you can do with that, and you will be able to do.
That's right.
But before we jump into that, people want to know you. So who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, I am Chandrika Shankar Narayan, and I'm the product leader for IoT analytics inside of Azure IoT team. And the showcase product we have, showcase technology we have in that space is called Azure Time Series Insights.
Awesome. So Time Series Insights, what is it exactly? Can you give us a quick introduction of what it is for and what are people using it for?
Yeah. Azure Time Series Insights is a cloud service, Azure service, that's been in market for close to a year now.
Okay.
Time Series Insights essentially helps customers do IoT analytics over warm data, so interactive data exploration mm-hmm. over warm data up to 400 dates. The customers span all market segments in industrial IoT,
mm-hmm.
Manufacturing, automotive, energy, oil and gas, utility, spaces, mm-hmm. et cetera. So we've gotten a lot of great feedback in the last 1 year that we've been in market.
Okay, and as far as I understand it, well, I understand it because I know it, but
yeah.
It's a combination of an explorer, which is like you have an experience in a browser and so on, and a set of libraries that you can actually embed the data and the various analytics you extract from TSI into your own application, right?
Yeah, let me break that down. So Time Series Insights primarily is a platform as a service offering. So we have an ingestion pipeline,
mm-hmm.
A storage layer for storing warm data,
okay.
and a distributed query engine for querying that data very quickly with very low latencies to get insights over billions of events coming to our pipeline in seconds.
Okay.
We offer an app, a complementary app, on top of our PaaS platform,
mm-hmm.
which is called the TSI Explorer.
Okay.
That's the visualization capability that lets you visualize these events, do slicing and dicing of events, and get insights very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer an API on top of our query engine that customers can use to build their own apps.
Okay.
Visualize their own apps, yeah.
Perfect, that's a good introduction, good overview. I was actually like seeing it from the client's perspective, right? You're perfectly right to reestablish that.
Yeah.
So what are the customers saying about it? What is missing? What is it that we are working on and adding to the service
yeah.
that customers need today?
Yeah, so the product has been in market for about a year now mm-hmm. and we've had a lot of success with customers. It's been growing very well. We've learned a lot from our customers. What we've learned is the IoT landscape includes customers who do some amount of data exploration,
mm-hmm.
which is what the tool
yeah.
is, the technology is for use cases where they don't know the shape of their data,
okay.
But also spend a lot of time doing operational analysis
mm-hmm.
when they can explicitly model their data. They know the shape of their data, they can explicitly model their data, and can ask very specific questions that are specific to the assets or tags or devices and sensors that they're managing.
Yeah, because a sensor for them is not just a sensor. It could be a sensor in a room.
That's right.
And a particular room they want to inspect versus
exactly.
just the sensor itself.
Exactly, in the context of where the sensor is and in the context of where it is along with other devices where they want to drive operational efficiency in their organization.
Okay.
So the second part of it, which is driving operational efficiency, is very key for what IoT customers are doing today to move to their have their digital revolution
mm-hmm.
Move forward faster.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that effort, people, a lot of customers are trying to move their data from on-premises to the cloud, for one, and then try to leverage cloud services, in our case, Azure services,
yeah.
to be able to do exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that our landscape is certainly about data exploration, where you don't know the shape of your data.
Yeah.
But it's also largely about operational analysis once you know the shape of your data.
That makes sense. I hear about also long-term storage. You were saying that TSI in its first iteration keeps data for, 400 days?
Mm-hmm.
Some industries actually require to have older data to analyze older data as well, models that are based on older data as well.
Yep.
So are we doing something in that area as well?
Yeah, so this is exactly the space we want to go into. So let me just build out
the
slide that sort of depicts what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about what ad hoc data exploration is. Operational analysis, what is it exactly? It's three things. It's many of the things you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. One is people want to be able to analyze decades worth of data. Yep. Certainly they want to look at fresh data as it's streaming in from the devices and sensors, but they also want to be able to compare and contrast with data from 2 years ago, from 5 years ago, do golden batch analysis, do machine learning models, et cetera, and be able to learn from it so that they can move forward in their process efficiency. That's one big thing, so decades worth of data. Historize the data and get quick analytics over the historized data. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, customers model their environment, their data, and they want to be able to contextualize the raw telemetry that's coming from sensors with this model data.
Okay.
And then be able to query, because now they know the shape of their data, be able to query data based on devices or assets, right? And that contextualized queries gives them the ability to do operational, drive operational efficiency. That's the second thing. The third big pillar of all this thing is customers want to be able to do computations or calculations as data streaming in so that they can convert Celsius to Fahrenheit. They want to be able to do maybe complex math to do aggregations over that. Customers bring in their custom code or use cloud services to do this as well. That's another big pillar where you want the ability to either do scheduled calculations or calculations over streaming data. Those are three big pillars we've heard time and time again from customers doing industrial IoT analytics. So where Time Series Insights is moving is we think that we certainly have a lot of value in being able to provide data exploration capabilities, but we also want to spend a bunch of time providing the capabilities that allows customers to do operational analysis over model data. So we think of Time Series Insights as this big bucket of data exploration capabilities combined with rich asset-based insights. That's where Time Series Insights is going.
Okay. I know you have a diagram coming next, which is actually showing us a bit more in details what that's going to look like.
Yeah. So we have this new set of capabilities coming up very shortly here. We've been working pretty hard with a bunch of private preview customers that have given us a lot of great feedback, and we've had a lot of great learnings. So essentially, we're taking the existing capabilities as they are and adding some enhanced set of capabilities to support this full gamut of data exploration and operational analysis.
Makes sense.
So we keep our warm storage capability.
Okay.
We add to our ingestion pipeline the ability to ingest data and store into cold storage.
Okay.
And we're building it on top of Azure Blob, which gives us a lot of advantages already because we have cold storage capability by default, DR by default. It's a cloud service that gives us all that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're adding additional capabilities to be able to index and partition the data.
Okay.
And we also ingest, obviously, ingest and upload model data. So we store that data and join that data at query time to provide rich asset-based insights.
Oh,
that's the capability we're adding. And of course, what that means also is that our user experience, which is the TSI Explorer experience, gets significantly enhanced to support not just data exploration capabilities, but also asset-based query experiences as well.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You're going to have to show me some of that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let me switch out and show you some demos here. So this is the new time series or updated or enhanced Time Series Insights experience.
Okay.
What we have is, certainly we want to be able to allow customers to do data exploration like they are doing today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll provide them the capability to do, and I'll switch out to a separate browser simply because these are bits that are still being cooked, and I'll make sure that I can showcase all the capabilities.
So these are real bits, though. It's not a screen capture.
Absolutely, yes. So people are used to using Time Series Insights Explorer today, where they can do all sorts of slicing and dicing of data.
Mm-hmm.
They can do timeline views. They can split by and get, you know, provide specific predicates for capturing that data and visualize all of this. All of this comes into the enhanced experience.
Okay.
What we're adding into the enhanced experience is the ability to look at asset-based insights.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're going to provide all the environments that are available to you, including the environments that you already have working.
Okay.
So I'm going to close this out and show that we actually have two separate views in the new world.
Okay.
Because we're allowing you to model your data,
mm-hmm.
we want to be able to give you the ability to either upload your models into TSI, into Time Series Insights, or edit the models or create models inside of Time Series Insights.
Okay.
And then once the model is created, you can analyze and get those rich insights as well.
Mm-hmm.
Analyzing data means that now you're looking at not just flat telemetry data, but you're looking at hierarchies because you just modeled your environment, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So here what I have is I have a fictitious wind farm that we have.
It's not your own one?
Not my own one. Not quite that rich yet.
That'd be cool, though.
Yes. So here's a wind farm, and it has a bunch of wind turbine, wind plants.
Yeah.
And then each of these have multiple different sensors with multiple different measurements. Yep, so you see the hierarchy already here. What I can easily do is search these instances and look for, say, power, and you know, power probably doesn't exist. Let's actually quickly look in here and see what sorts of things exist in here. Like I have a generator system.
Yeah.
I have a pitch system. If I looked at active power, I should have been able to arrive at one of these. As you can see, a bunch of search results come up.
Yeah.
It's fairly easy to do search on this data.
I see, yeah.
And then I can look at the actual data that's coming through, which is model data, and we call it time series models, and these are actually time series themselves.
Okay.
And so I'm going to click on one of them and say, hey, show me the average value on the chart. So I'm going to plot that on the chart. What I can do is compare and contrast this against other time series that I'm looking at and be able to draw compare and contrast to do event correlation, anomaly detection, and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So there's some cool capabilities that we have in the user experience that we've added to be able to do things like, I want to change my time window that I want to show those events in. So you have a calendar control that allows you to change the time span.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the ability to zoom in and zoom out. I can zoom in into these events, zoom out of these events.
Okay.
And I can also do things like, once this restores, the ability to drop a marker. So if I say there are some spikes happening at a certain point in time, I can drop a marker in that spot and say, okay, I want to be able to compare that. I want to drop another marker. Oop, that didn't quite stick.
Missed.
Drop a marker. There we go. And then I can drop another marker to say, okay, what happened between this time and this time? And I want to be able to correlate between these two time windows. I want to be able to look across all of these time series and look at the values across them and do compare and contrast,
that
sort of stuff.
Super intuitive, graphic, interface, and so on. Love it.
Yeah, it's very typical of, if you look at industrial IoT solutions and applications that they use, these are very typical capabilities that customers want, and this adds a lot of richness to how you analyze data that are timestamp data, time series data, and get rich insights out of it.
Yeah. So all these new feature for time series insights are actually available right now. They are in public preview.
That's right.
So we expect people to go try them out. We would expect them also to start tying up into Azure Digital Twins and other IoT-related services in Azure, right?
Absolutely. Over time, as we develop these capabilities for time series insights platform as a service offering and the application, we will be working with the Digital Twins team to ensure that we can extract the digital twin data and inform our time series model from the digital twin data, such that if you're using digital twin in conjunction with time series insights,
everything
your
works
scenarios,
together.
Your solutions just light up. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so people just have to try it out.
Absolutely.
Provide feedback and come back to the IoT show to learn more soon. Thanks,
Jacob,
for coming.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching, guys, and I hope to see you soon.